highs and lows of constant uncertainty in a relationship should not be mistaken for passion or for love. It may feel like love at first, but trust me, it is not. So in whatever you do in life, don't let yourself be turned on by an emotionally unavailable partner. Make you smile, I will sing all your favorite songs. Talking about favorite songs, this is one of my favorite songs from Korede Belu, and the song credit goes out to Korede Belu. Title of this one is Favorite Song, and it's on this wonderful musical note that I want to welcome you to today's episode of my podcast, Talk More with Nessa. Thank you so much, you're an amazing human. You're always clicking the link to come listen. I love you, I love you, I love you. On to this episode. If you listen to the beginning part of the podcast, then you know we're about to talk about emotionally unavailable partners. Stay tuned. When your strength lets you down and your friends ain't around, spend your name on your So if you click the link to listen, that means you are either dealing with an emotionally unavailable partner or you see someone dealing with an emotionally unavailable partner. Either way, stay tuned and let us learn together. If you find yourself attracting emotionally unavailable people, there are three reasons that this might be a pattern and it is time for you to break through, because trust me, you deserve all of the beautiful, amazing, awesome, all love that you are giving out to the world. You deserve all of that love that you want to pour into somebody else. You deserve that energy back. So if you've ever wondered why every partner that you seem to attract is an unavailable person and they can't meet your relationship need, you may see yourself as emotionally unavailable too, or you start getting confused about why you keep attracting the same people over and over again. You may have a history of dating people that fear commitment, people who are scared of intimacy, people who lack emotional sensitivity, people who cheat, or people who are emotionally withdrawn. Now, there are usually a few reasons why this becomes a part of somebody. Signs, of course, signs. Now, the signs of human attachments may be the best explanation for this pattern. So, you understand that many people who fear commitment and who struggle with intimacy and emotional connection are people with what is called avoidant attachment style. Let me repeat that again. Avoidant attachment style. Because each of us, we all have our own personal attachment style. So when someone has avoidant attachment style, it means the roots of their emotional unavailability runs deep into their childhood. Now, attachment describes the kind of bond that develops between a child and a primary caregiver. Now, the caregiver could be the parents, or it could be other caregivers around within the first years of child's life. It is the interaction between the child and this caregiver or the parent that forms the foundation for how the child eventually starts interacting in adult relationships. So it is a very, very, very important thing for you to understand. It is an important framework for the child to understand adult relationships and dating. Attachment styles remain fairly stable throughout the lifespan, but it can be changed with influences from a healthy or unhealthy relationship, or therapy, or self-awareness. Now, there are a few categories of attachment, but in order to move on fast and not to bore you, I'm going to be discussing just three basic types. We have the secure attachment style, we have the anxious attachment style, and then the avoidance attachment style. Now, a secure attachment style indicates that there was comfort in this person's adult relationship, or there is comfort in their adult relationship, and they have the ability to desire and tolerate intimacy and commitment. The anxious attachment style, this one, they feel lots of anxiety in relationships, and there is no form of commitment they can attain until there is security and intimacy. Now, the avoidant attachment style, this one, they fear intimacy, they fear anything that, you know, looks like closeness, and they often struggle with reading emotional cues of others. Often, people with anxious attachments and avoidant attachments will end up together in relationships. And this is crazy, because the anxious person will feel constantly anxious, they feel unfulfilled, and they are wondering why their partner isn't meeting their expectations for commitment and intimacy. They often feel like they are not good enough for this type of partner to love them. It might affect their self-esteem. The avoidant, on the other hand, will feel withdrawn. He will be withdrawn or she will be withdrawn, and they feel a sense of anxiety that they are being suffocated or pushed into something that they don't want in a relationship. So, as the anxious person is expressing a need for more closeness or commitment, it can become a painful cycle that likely ends the relationship at some point. It feels like you may have a more anxious style, and if it feels like you have a more anxious style, I beg your pardon, or that you've been dating avoidance, then it is very helpful for you to, you know, take your phone and learn more about adult attachment styles. Once you can learn your style and you identify the kind of attachment style you have and the pattern of partners that you usually date, it becomes easier to find compatible people who are emotionally available the same way you are emotionally available. Now, another reason why you might be attracting unavailable partners is because you yourself, you are emotionally unavailable. So it could be why you're attracting these people, this sort of people. If you struggle with self-esteem, if you struggle with shyness, feelings of inadequacy, you feel like you're not good enough, you may find it very difficult to be authentic and vulnerable in intimate relationships. And this could be that you've had your heart broken too many times, and the vulnerability of love makes you hold back your emotions. You find it intimidating to date people who are emotionally available because it feels too risky. There's something like it's alien to you. You're used to having your heart broken. So when you find someone that is available, you're like questioning how true this is. So if the case, it means you have to work on taking the courage to be vulnerable and authentic in your relationships henceforth. Finally, another reason why you might be attracting emotionally unavailable partners is because you are a fixer. Do you find yourself attracting emotionally unavailable partners who seem to need healing? This happens mostly to people who are sensitive. So if you're a sensitive soul, or if you come with a history of not so healthy caretaking or codependency, you may be attracted to the pattern of helping. And this is toxic. It is very, very toxic, as it can lead to unhealthy or even abusive relationships. It leaves you feeling unfulfilled and out of balance. This happens because you're giving more than you can get out of the relationship. And it is a pattern that requires some attention and healing itself. In conclusion, I said you might be attracting emotionally unavailable people because you're a fixer, or because you're emotionally unavailable yourself, or you are attracting the wrong people with the wrong attachment styles. So try to learn more about attachment styles. Figure out the kind of attachment styles that people you've dated in the past had. Then try to find out the kind of attachment style that you would love to attract. Remember that there are plenty of emotionally available people out there, and they will be willing to go the distance and share in the depth of love with you. So raise your awareness and you can change the pattern. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. It was quite a short one, but I hope you're able to pick something. And I hope that in your search for genuine, sincere love, you meet someone who is on the same page as you, who is willing to give you as much of yourself. Bye.